Hi, this is Karen. And may kwento na naman ako for today. Actually, sa totoo lang, I've been meaning to make an episode about this, like, it's already an idea kasi, even before ko pa simulan tong podcast. I know that this topic may be only for a niche audience, kasi syempre, hindi naman lahat ng nakikinig dito, panganay. Pero gusto kong pag-usapan natin to kasi it's been stressing me out, and since people actually listen to the quote-unquote rants and quote-unquote breakdowns na meron ako dito, eh di why not talk about something that has largely contributed sa kung sino ako ngayon in the first place. So ang pagiging panganay kasi, being the firstborn of the family, or as a term na mas gusto kong gamitin, ang pagiging unang experiment ng parents ko, sa totoo lang, marami kasi expectations sa pagiging panganay. Feel ko nga narinig nyo na yung mga to, yung tumang sasabihin ko. Pero sige, para naman may laman tong podcast ko, diba? Pag-usapan natin. First of all, ang sabi, pag panganay ka, dapat responsible ka, ganyan. And dapat maging role model ka sa mga kapatid mo. So, meron akong younger brother. And I would give the world to him if kaya ko, sa totoo lang. Dapat daw kaya kong maging substitute parent sa kanya if wala ang parents ko. Sabi ng nanay ko, panganay rin kasi siya sa kanilang magkakapatid. So she always gives me lectures sa kung paano ba ako magiging mabait na kapatid or paano ba ako magiging maayos na panganay, ganyan. Dapat daw kaya kong proteksyonan yung kapatid ko or mga kapatid ko. Eh isa lang naman yung kapatid ko. Dapat strong daw ako. Dapat kayanin ko daw lagi. Ang weird, no? Puro resiliency, ganyan. In terms of being responsible naman, minsan dito yung pumapasok na ikaw yung nagiging representative sa extended family meetings ninyo. Lalo na pag-uusapan, yung mga mana-mana, ganyan. Ay, naku. Tapos, laging ikaw yung kinakausap pag hindi available yung parents mo kasi ikaw yung susunod in line sa mga quote-unquote in charge sa pamilya, ganyan. Ang weird, no? Ang weird na expectations nila. On the other hand naman, together with having as supposed to be like a strong personality, ganyan, dapat marunong din daw akong magsakripisyo. Or dapat alam ko when I need to sacrifice what I want for the sake of my siblings. And in this case, for the sake of my younger brother. Actually, may mga kwento, diba, if nakikita nyo sa TV or naririnig nyo sa radyo, may mga fellow eldest children akong naririnig na that they give way a lot of times. I know individuals na tumigil sa pag-aaral kasi need nila magtrabaho para makatulong sa pamilya. And ginawa nila yun kasi sila ang panganay. And madalas nagsasakripisyo sila para mas maayos yung pag-aaral or makapag-aral yung mga younger siblings nila. Nakakalungkot isipin, pero ganun kasi yung kultura dito, unfortunately. And furthermore, pag panganay ka raw, it's an unspoken rule na dapat you cannot disappoint other people or that you shouldn't disappoint other people kasi pag pumalpak ka, it would reflect on your family. Tapos, pagchichismisan ka ng mga kapitbahay nyo or mga kakilala nyo, ganyan. Tapos, maririnig mo pa na pag nagkamali ka, nakasalanan pa ng mga magulang mo na hindi raw sila maayos magpalaki ng anak, ganyan. Like, sobrang toxic niya tuwing naiisip kong may gantong kultura, part ng kultura natin. And, madalas, it looks like yung pagkakamali mo bilang panganay na anak, ay nagiging pagkakamali na rin ng buong pamilya. Madalas doon nagre-reflect yun. So, di ba ang hassle? Parang bawal kang magkamali. Parang bawal kang maging taon. Parang ang sakit isipin. So, furthermore, or at the same time, aside from bawal kang makadisappoint ng ibang tao, there's this high expectation na you need to meet. Na minsan, in my case, hindi ko madalas nami-meet yung expectations na sinasabi nila. And minsan, or madalas, actually, ako nasasabihan na, dapat bilang panganay dito, blah, 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 dapat ikaw, blah, blah, blah. Or kung ano ba yung unnecessary expectation ang madalas ini-impose sa akin kasi panganay ako. So, I'm that kind of panganay where I'm really aware na I shouldn't really disappoint other people. But I, most of the time, disappoint other people. Like, other people know me as that trophy child who's academically doing well, relatively, pero hanggang dun lang. And other people know me naman as a magnet of disaster. Kasi madalas napapahamak ako, like munti kang masagasaan, or munti kang mananakawan, or madalas nawawala, ganyan. Most of the time, I just do bad decisions in general for the sake of curiosity. Kaso madalas yung mga decisions na yun, pag narinig ng ibang tao, akala mo ipagkakasukdulan ka na. Sobrang, nakakairita. So ayun, mahirap maging panganay. Feel ko naman it was established with my previous sentiments, di ba? Pero I need to clarify na hindi ako conventional na elder sibling or hindi ako naging conventional na panganay either. So, onting backgrounder lang, no? After elementary kasi, I studied high school in a location far away from where I studied before. Kasi yung kapatid ko and I, same kami ng elementary pero magkaiba na kami ng high school. Like, there was a time when I found out na dahil nga malayo na yung pinasukan ko ng high school, na marami palang nag-aakala na only child yung kapatid ko. Tapos mas lumala lang siya nung pumasok na ako ng college kasi sa Manila na ako tumuloy, diba? Kasi mas hindi ako nakaka-uwi sa amin, ganyan. Hindi na ako nakikita ng mga tao. So, other people thought na only child yung kapatid ko, ganyan. On the upside though, I liked the independence na nasa Manila ako. And actually felt like a breather with the non-association of my identity with my family, ganyan. However, masyado akong nasanay with that. Parang nalimutan ko maging panganay kung paano bang maging isang kapatid. Kaya nung nag-lockdown, edi nasa bahay lang kami, ganyan. Bigla akong nagulat kasi bumalik lahat ng expectations sa akin regarding sa pagiging panganay ko. And honestly, parang ngayon ko lang talaga actually nakilala ulit yung kapatid ko kasi ang tagal na pala namin di nag-uusap. Eh, yung pagiging panganay ko kasi, yung mga responsibilities ko dun, madalas nalimutan ko na ganyan. So, we're trying to patch up ngayong lockdown, ganyan. Like, ang dami na pinagbago ng kapatid ko kasi ang tagal na namin di nag-uusap. And given that his formative years, yung high school years niya, magkaiba kami ng environment, laki na pala ng pinagbago ng personality niya. And I don't mean it in a bad way either, ah. Ano naman, ang weird lang isipin na sobrang nung pumunta ko ng high school kasi medyo malayo siya. Parang iba pa yung pagkakakilala ko sa kanya, ganyan. Ang dami pa lang niya mga favorite things na hindi ko alam. So as of now naman, since like more than a year na yung lockdown, we vibe naman ganyan. Weird vibe ganyan. Pero we're pretty chill as siblings, din naman kami nag-aaway, ganyan. Tapos, first year college student na siya while I'm currently a first year med student din. So, as individuals, we're pretty busy. Pero, at least now, feeling ko na mas manakakapag-usap na kami. And sinusubukan kong, ayun, maging quote-unquote role model sa kanya. Or at least, if may tanong siya, try kong sagutin. Kasi syempre, pinagdaanan ko din yung sa college, ganyan. So we try to talk to each other even with those little things in common, ganyan. I think it's important na nagkakausap kami araw-araw kasi ang tagal ko nang hindi nagagampanan yung responsibility ko bilang kapatid niya, ganyan. So, ayun, I'm the eldest child of the family, halata naman sa mga kinuwento ko. And it's actually really hard, but it's one of the things that define my personality. And like most of my characteristics, dito siya nanggaling. Most of my characteristics, I think, stem from the fact na panganay na anak ako. And this episode is basically my way of acknowledging that. And gusto ko rin sabihin na deserve namin. Feeling ko, deserve namin. Or at least hindi ako. Feeling ko deserve na may, kumari, National Eldest Child Day, ganyan. Pero I feel that na maybe hindi nga ako, but other eldest children out there, they've sacrificed a lot of things for the sake of their families, ganyan. They are basically the backbones of their own households. Kasi pag kumwari, di ba may mga pagkakataon na hindi ganun ka-functional yung parents, ganyan. I think we need to acknowledge na not all sets of parents are perfect in a way. Ang sasalo nun, yung panganay na anak, ganyan. Like, yung tatay ang haligi ng tahanan, yung nanay ang ilaw ng tahanan. Pero yung panganay, sila ata yung kuryente at tubig ng bahay. Like, kung walang panganay or mga anak in general, let's not play favorites sa kung anong order ka ipinanganak ganyan. The house would not be functional, the house would not be livable at all. Ganyan, when it comes to being stable as a social unit. So that's it, no? I hope you give panganays, eldest children more love and appreciation. Kasi I think they're really underrated. Like, hindi lang siguro sa mga experiences ko. Like, I know many eldest children out there. Like, sobra-sobra sila makra-sacrifice para sa mga, respective siblings nila, ganyan. I think at some point, yung pagiging panganay, parang trabaho nga siya. Ganyan. Deserve compensation, char, ganyan. Ayun, so I hope you've enjoyed our topic for today. So starting from today's episode, I'll be doing a live/podcast update at the end of every episode. Since some people are actually asking ko kamusta na baro ako. And most podcasts kasi, they do this at the start of the episodes. Pero kasi ako, gusto ko agad straight to the point. Ayokong inaaksaya yung mga oras nyo. Baka hindi naman kayo interesado, ganyan. So ito, bonus parts na lang every episode na sasabihin ko kung kamusta na ba ako, kung ano bang meron, and updates din regarding the podcasts. Kasi I like talking straight to the point din kung ano bang topic natin for today. So lahat ng OTDs or yung out-of-topic discussions, sa dulo ko na lang ilalagay. So as of last week, I changed the cover art for the podcast kasi it's basically a modification of the initial art. Kasi yung initial art kasi, honestly, I literally copy-pasted a Canva template and just change the text as a lazy piece of shit. Pero now, I added texture and more color. Yay! As a sobrang basic ko talaga. Hindi siya professionally made, but you know, better than a simple Canva template. Ganyan. And as for life updates, wala naman. Struggling med student pa rin naman ako. Pero sucks lang kasi gusto ko naman to. Gusto ko naman ginagawa ko. Ganyan. And okay, yes, I'll actually do a med student-related episode kasi maraming nagre-request nun. So, ayun, gagawin ko siya pero syempre, marami pa kasi akong gustong gawan na episodes muna. I need to like exhaust those muna before kung pag-usapan yung pagiging med student ko. Kasi kahit ako kinakabahan ako tuwing parang need pag-usapan yun ganyan. But don't worry, I'll actually record an episode regarding that. So, okay, that's actually really is it na talaga? Tapos na talaga yung episode natin for today. And magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time. Bye!